Could you hear it? And now, it's time for a live show here on Scenesat Radio.
G'day and welcome to the second part of the broadcast from the stream party number 8 here in Tampere, Finland. I hope that you are hearing me now. We're just about to start the listening music compo that will start any minute now, I think. Hopefully I am, well, hearable, that's good. I hope. We'll see in a bit. I have no clue of how many entries we're going to have. But it's going to be interesting anyway. Today is compo time. We have right now at 4. I'm talking Finnish time. It's GMT plus 3. So it's 4 p.m. right now here. We have the listening music competition now. It still hasn't started. There's some DJ set in the background. And then at 5, the graphics competition, which won't make much sense radio-wise. And then we have nothing until... The video animation competition could be something. I'll have to speak to Truck and the others about that. We'll see what happens. So we'll see. At 8, the old school demo compo starts. At 9, the intro compo starts. At 10, the dance music competition starts. 11 is low-end and high-end demo competition. So at karaoke, somewhere around there, will start at 2 a.m. So that's going to be interesting. We'll see. Anyway, I don't know if it's any use to actually start playing a track now. We can listen to what he's mixing here. So let's listen to this. This one needs a new battery, I think. I'm trying the wireless mic as well. That compared to this. Oh, that was a bit lower. Blah-dee-dee-blah. Blah-blah-blah. I don't know. Let's see. That one needs to be lowered a bit. Something like that. Meanwhile, while having this in the background here, we can just... I'm muting this and I'm giving this microphone over to T101.
Hello. Wow, this is loud.
Yeah, it was loud. That's better, I guess. So, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. This has been a spectacular party once again, mm-hmm. and I'm looking very much forward to all the combos and seeing all my friends again here,
yeah,
once again.
Exactly. Do you know how many people are here?
I would say there's not an official number yet, but yeah. I would say around 150.
Okay, so that's quite a bit less than last year. I think we peaked at 204 or something like that last year.
Yeah, I think so too, but I'm not seeing all that lot of people here this year, although it is Saturday and people are arriving as we speak.
Yes,
so.
Of course, because they don't want to miss the competitions that will take place tonight, so it's going to be cool.
Yes.
And you will be participating in the music compo, I guess?
yes, I have a track there, but I'm kind of... I don't want to talk too much about it because it's going to be kind of maybe a surprise.
Oh,
even.
Cool. So you're doing a polka. That's nice.
T101 goes heavy polka.
Yep, that's you and Weird Al Yankovic. Okay, but that's cool.
Which I love, by the way.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's great stuff. have you heard anything about any demo participation, demo entries?
Yes, I have actually. I have some inside info.
Oh, can we disclose something?
Yes, we can actually, because this is not going on the internet or anything. So
no, no, not at all. Not at all.
No.
Nothing whatsoever. Hang on, I just gotta save stuff here. Okay. Yeah, go for it. So
I had a speak with Curly Brace of Coolers, and he has something new coming. Something rather than the his words were that it's gonna be something that hasn't been seen before by Coolers.
Uh-huh, that's gonna be interesting.
Yes, I'm very much looking forward to that one.
Yes, I can imagine.
And of course, there's gonna be the mandatory Hirmu demo.
I heard about that. So it's gonna be interesting.
And that pretty much rounds it, because all the other ones are being playing it down.
Yeah,
so
very low key and stuff. Okay.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I spoke a bit. Oh, here we go with music compo. So I hope they put stuff up there. So let's put the stream on here. But this can't be an entry, right? Because this is still the DJ kind of thing.
This is just a slide. So.
Oh, yeah.
So, but
we'll see. Ah, now he's fading out.
But it says it's going to start now.
Yes,
so.
Indeed. So here we go with the listening music competition. I haven't got any idea of how many entries there will be, but we'll see that.
The last time I checked from the internet was 9 entries.
Okay, here we go. First, Together We Are Stronger by Jumalauta Bollywood Committee. Interesting. Next up, we have Solar Scape by Lemonade, Citrus Lapset, and Nectarine, of course. Shirt and Greiser, yeah, I'm on location. I'm here. That's me. Sitting.
Sorry, okay. That was the song. Wrong one.
Okay, that was the wrong song. Okay. That's always interesting. Greiser, I am doing the show. And I have T101 next to me here, so he's just fetching his computer and a beer or something, you know?
Beer?
No, of course. We'll see if the correct track comes up.
Is this on?
Oh, it's now on. It's on. Yes. Oh, you need to activate your Windows, you pirate, you. Here we go. Solarscape by Lemonade. That was Lemonade, Solarscape. Oh, shit, was about to start. Here we go, T101, Anthem.
Here we go.
Guess that's a fade out.
Hi, it's me.
Good. Too bad we don't have the time to chat in between. Next up is Yori Kempe, aka Job, right? Joby. Kiss me, Monsanto is dead. Okay, it's a Jumalata guy.
Thank you.
That was Yo Kiss Me Memento Is Dead. Okay, cool. Next up, Simulus or Kibulus by Technomies. That would be LB. Yeah. Technomies, Simalis.
Yes.
AKA a little bitchered. Next up, do announce.
We have Stress in Walls by Bass Cadets.
Stress
looking forward
in
to
walls.
This one.
Ice cold yellow man, you mistake. We'll be right back.
nice tweaks in that one. Stress in Waltz, Bass Cadet.
Good soundscapes.
Indeed. Next up, Andy Piney and Q Motives, Al Dub. Easy to see on a font without serifs. Yeah. The short party headed by Andy Piney and Q Motives.
We're having good competition here.
Yes. Show 9, Bring Me Out of the Dark.
Thursday.
That was an abrupt stop.
Yeah, and that word, purojuttarlek, yeah, that's good. I'm just not good at this. Next up, Glicksplit, coffee break at Cafe Mescaline. It sounds like he's about to end.
that was cool. Good fun there.
Yeah, Glicksplit. Very different. Final entry. Buzzer. Italo X-Men. That was a bit of buzzer, Italo X-Men. And thus concludeth that listening music combo. So what did you think about the entries, T1?
There were highs, there were lows.
Yes, the final one should have been, as you said, in the dance music combo.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people like the Italo thing. It should have gone in the dance combo instead of the dance combo being just uns.
And yeah, indeed. But he might have another entry for that one. We don't know that. So.
We actually might know
if you have a look there.
But I was looking at the entry list here. We have 18 entries in total, out of which 10 were played.
Yeah, well, some of them are duplicates, if you see that.
Yes, I can see that some people made some duplicates and therefore are rightfully to be...
disqualified.
Yes.
No, but overall, I think there was some pre-selection going on anyway.
Yes.
Not that much, but still some.
Some absolutely horrible scheisse doesn't get on the air.
That's true. But I think that overall it was quite nice.
It was a very high quality competition.
Yes, indeed.
There were no bad tracks there, and it seems like the musicians are catching up to me. So
yeah, just have to take two steps further.
Yes, and I was glad to hear that there were no kind of like noise entries or.
That's true. But those might have been in the. Section where it was removed, actually. Truck comes around looking a bit
troubled, actually.
You're getting
back? Okay.
Busy truck is busy, and while Zip Hood is helping truck finding something, I would just like to say that I really much personally enjoyed the Bass Cadet entry. He is the man of the soundscapes, and I really much enjoyed Bass Cadet's song there.
Yeah.
And I would like to single that one out, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. That's going to be cool. The thing is, now, next up is the graphics combo. Graphics on a radio show usually don't make much sense. because we have a bit of low bandwidth. That was the what?
That is the entry list for the dance music combo.
Oh, it's going to be a big combo there.
21 entries.
Well, a double one there, and so at least about 15 to 20 entries. At least.
And we'll see which one gets played. There's a double there as well, so 19 entries max.
Exactly. We'll see. But it's going to be interesting.
I see a lot of interesting names here, because I actually see Curly Brace of Coolers there.
Okay, but he might have been the one submitting it. Because that shows who submitted.
Yeah, that's the submitter.
Yeah. Because it could be a completely different story when it just actually pops
and
into place.
Like two entries of that.
Yeah, some of them are double.
Yeah, some duplicates there, and but I'm seeing a lot of interesting names here, and no surprises here. GLX BLT will be entering into this combo
course,
as well.
Of course.
Yes.
Minimus as well, that's cool.
And we will try to find Minimus here somewhere. Actually, we have Bass Cadet here.
Yeah.
I'm going to just ask him.
Yes, do so.
Bass Cadet, would you happen to know where Minimus is right now?
Excuse me?
would you happen to know where Minimus is right now?
No, I haven't seen him at all.
I know. I'm just going to offer him a beer, and he's outside smoking.
Yeah, just get him in here.
Get him here, because Zipoid would like to chat
exactly.
with him.
And you can talk to Bass Cadet as well about his entry.
Oh, yes, of course. Please, Bass Cadet, have a seat. Because I kind of singled out your entry back there, because I love the soundscapes of your track. Would you like to talk about your track?
Sure, that's fine. And I was trying to find specific soundscapes and trying to find some creative progressions on the chords this time. And I didn't use any samples or presets to get some personal drum sounds as well. And I think I'm going to continue this way for a while.
That's very good.
Yeah. And...
I like the you got a kind of a fixed sound going there and a very good rhythm section there. And have you been working on that one as well?
Actually, that tune was quite made quite fast. It was about 2 bus trips, and that was most of it. And the most of the time was spent just doing the mixing afterwards.
Okay. Well, since he doesn't hear me at all, basically, you'll have to do the talking.
So I guess I have to do the talking.
Yes.
But how did you feel about the rest of the music compo here?
Actually, the rest of the entries were quite similar to my taste, and a couple of tracks where I were wondering why they weren't in the dance music competition. They were pretty straightforward, 4x4 beats.
And the Italo thing, of course.
Yeah, especially that one and the Technomies track, which was...
Technomies, yes.
Yeah, pretty straightforward house.
And we all are wondering who Technomies is, but we have suspicions.
We already said that from the beginning, so it would be LB, I guess.
Yeah, I have the same rumors as well.
Yeah, yeah. That's the problem. I mean, LB has so many aliases, you never know what he enters with. But that's a different story.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe sometime he will enter using T102. So
that could be a very hard thing to discover, like like Treble Cadet or something.
Actually, I've used a pseudonym once.
Okay.
It was Avoin Rele, which is open relay in Finnish.
Okay. Well, pseudonyms are good at times.
Sometimes you need to hide behind a pseudonym.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was when I tried to make a different style of music. It was mostly made when I visited one exhibition, which was consisted of they were sculptures of diseases and other stuff of people, and I instantly saw what they sounded like, and I had to create all of them instantly. And I just didn't release all of them, so I used 2 of them in demos.
Wow. Some deep stuff there from Bass Cadet.
Of course. I'm going to play a track now, and then we'll see what happens after this one. But good luck in the competition, Bass Cadet.
Yes.
That was cool. And we're going to listen to an Amiga track, but it's in remix form. This is Peter W. echoing from a certain little compilation released a couple of weeks back. Here we have it.
Here we go. We'll be right back.
Truck Approved remix of Echoing by Banana. That was P2W from the Sound of Scenes at Volume 2, released at the Revision Party. There will be an updated player of that one shortly. I just haven't had the time to compile that yet. So hopefully when I get back home to Sweden next week, I'll solve that in one way or the other. Let's see what else to do now, because I'm still wondering here. Nothing is really happening. The video animation competition might contain some music, which still not perfectly makes sense. Well, the old school demo comp doesn't make sense either, but then again, I would like to broadcast them as well, because the music in there is quite cool. I do need to get me something to eat, so I'm just gonna play a track or two more first, and then I'm actually gonna end this for now to go get something to eat, and after that we'll come back a bit later on. Let's listen to some hard rocking Commodore 64 remix. This is if I can put it into the database already. This is a band from the northern parts of Sweden. They use guitars. They do a lot of hard rocking style stuff. So let's listen to a bit of Sid Styler by Machine Supremacy. We'll be right back. Here we go. That was Machine Supremacy, first Sid Styler, the remix of Freestyler, which connects nicely into the Finnish part because that was made by a Finnish kind of rap, pop, disco-esque group. And next up, Bionic Commando Rearmed, Machine Supremacy. Now I'm here with three guys who actually participated in the Listening Music Compo just recently. Do introduce yourselves.
Yeah, I'm GLXBLT.
I'm Legend.
And I'm Minomus, or Andy Piney.
Yeah, and Legend was actually naming himself Q Motives, or what was it?
Yeah, that's my IRC name.
Ah, okay, so that's why. It's a bit confusing, because we got to see the who submitted the tracks as well. So it was submitted as Minomus, but presented as Andy Piney and Q Motives. So, well, we never know that.
Yeah, the reason is that this track is actually going to be on my album I'm working on.
Okay.
And that's with name Andy Piney.
Oh,
so otherwise it would have been Minomus, but
yeah,
to avoid some confusion, I use the same name in the entry as well.
Okay, that's cool, that's cool. So, GLXBLT, or Glicksplit, or whatever, there is always a discussion about your name anyway.
Yes, sir.
But that's good fun. You did something different compared to your other stuff there.
Yeah, well, I kind of promised not to make any drum and bass for either of the compos, so...
Okay.
I promise it to Mikron, and I'm fucking scared of that guy. So
yeah, I mean, he is like 3.5 meters tall or something.
Yeah, he
so.
Could sit on me or something.
Yeah, understandable. So. People are on IRC asked, where did you get the inspiration for that tune from?
Well, it's just basically I learned to play guitar for like a couple of years now, mm-hmm. and I just wanted something to jam on, and it turned into this psychedelic rock thing, 60s, go-go dancers.
Yeah, any particular band that you got some inspiration from?
Focus.
Okay, because there was another suggestion, like The Doors.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
well.
Definitely that too, but mostly I've been listening to Focus lately, and I kind of buy that most of their style in that. I don't know, they are eccentric.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
And
it's a very different style from what we've heard from you the last year or so.
Yeah, definitely.
That's all good fun.
Yeah, so I played all the instruments myself, except the saxophone.
Okay, yeah.
The saxophone was from Liquid Instruments, like Rompler thing, which I abused.
That's what you need to do to get the sounds you want anyway.
Yes.
So how do you feel the competition in the other entries? I mean, their entry, for instance, do you see them as a competing entry there?
Definitely, definitely. It's right up there. It sounded great, guys.
It's right up the golf track.
Right up there.
Yeah, yeah. And we liked also Technomies.
Yes, of course.
That's great.
Yeah, it was a bit of
Yeah, but Willis song was really, really jamming. I mean, you chant, man.
Don't forget about Jumal Auta!
Yeah, of course. The very interesting Indian... well, the story there was nice, like some girl from East End of Indian heritage or whatever.
Yes, I could picture it very well in my mind.
Oh, yeah, I have to say, Baskadet's song was really nice. I really like the Reason sound.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a kind of Reason sound, but... I love FM. That's it. I said it. I love it.
That's all good fun.
You geek.
Oh, well. So, are you enjoying the party so far?
Yeah, definitely. It's awesome, as usual.
Yeah, I mean, this is my second time around. Last year, there were a bit more people, but I think it was 200-ish. Now it's 150-ish. Yeah. So, but still, it's a nice atmosphere. And, well, a lot of... semi-naked Finns in towels around.
Always
there well.
Enjoyable. Awkward silence.
Yeah, it's a matter of opinion, I guess. But still, it's good fun. I mean, the hall is actually quite good for such a place, such an event, anyway. So
yes, except for the reverbs, but that's just for
yeah.
the.
Yeah, I mean, some of the audio can get a bit distorted and destroyed by that as well.
But large spaces have that problem usually.
Yes, yes. So we had a bit of a problem when listening to T101's entry, because listening just from here on the speakers, it sounded like a very General Media-esque lead sound, but it was very full in the headphones.
Yes.
So depending on the style of music, it can be a bit bad.
And mixing.
Yeah, of course.
You hog the microphone, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, the mixing, I mean, people, you should really start to mix, listen, references, mix deep into it.
Look into your heart.
No, just listen.
Some deep words from legend there. but overall, have you heard any buzzwords about the rest of the compos, like the other music compos? You guys will be participating there as well?
Yes, we have entry also in dance music compo, though I think it's a bit more maybe general kind of track. But I don't know. I'm expecting it's going to be good as well.
Yeah, and there are some secret info being passed on from the coming demo competition.
Oh,
but that's too secret. So
do tell.
Yeah. Everyone who didn't come this year, you'll be sorry when you see the demos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got an entry for a dance music compo. It's kind of stupid, but okay. It'll work. And I recommend listening to that product when extremely drunk.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, because you have some more hours to get drunk from, actually to experience the music compo properly.
From zero to drunk in 60 seconds.
Well, I mean, we're in Finland. That's definitely possible. I've seen from some of the guys. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, well, but overall, okay, it's going to be cool. Will there be other party participations this year for you guys then? Are you going somewhere, Ville, for instance? Or?
Well, I go to assembly.
Okay.
But that's probably it. Mm-hmm. So twice a year is enough for me. I can take more.
Enough for your liver.
And hopefully we are going to have a demo there. We'll see.
To help celebrating the 20th anniversary thing there as well.
Yeah.
I'm sadly going to miss that because LCP is the same weekend. So I've been to assembly, haven't been to LCP, got to weigh that in. So.
Yeah, but your choice is wrong.
Yeah. Well, you say that, the others say differently, yeah. So it will always be opinionated.
Yep.
That's the hard part. And Ville, are you going somewhere? More party?
Yeah, I already reserved some vacation time for Evoke.
Yeah, Evoke is a cool party. Enjoyed it.
It's the stream of Germany, or
actually,
the streams are the Evoke of Finland, or something like that.
Yeah, that's one way. And also, I've heard lots of great... I mean, I was at Evoke last year. It was a really good party.
Yeah.
And I also heard about Tursak, which also seems to be a really cool party in Denmark, though.
Never heard about
that. Well, it's the same weekend as Alt Party.
So I
won't be going to Alt Party
course,
this year anyway. So. So, but just looking at the video from last year was really cool as well. It's all good. And Legend, are you going to more parties or is it assembly as well? Boozembly?
At least Boozembly. But yeah, probably assembly. Maybe some other little private parties, but not sure about getting abroad. That seems to be... The usual story.
Yeah, we have that problem with everyone. It's a bit too lazy to travel that much. I mean, look at this. I mean, we're only like 5 or 6 non-Finns here, so
yeah.
Not too many people
traveling. Not maybe lazy, but maybe it's a kind of money and time problem.
Yes, of
usually.
Course. And you have this one, the pain in your arse party somewhere there in August as well. So,
I mean, there has been like a Damanes seeding party.
Yeah, it is.
And
Seed
was,
Fest.
I think that was last weekend.
Yeah.
And still the people are here.
Yeah.
And I... Well, let's leave that out. But you should come to stream next year. Seriously.
Seriously, guys. This is serious business.
Indeed. Lots of sauna, lots of beer, lots of partying going on. And
more
tonight...
Yeah. Boys, girls, boys, hot, Pentiums, everything.
That was a buzzword moment
Pentiums.
There. And tonight, tonight there'll be the karaoke.
Yeah,
of course.
Oh, shit.
Well, that's going to be interesting. We'll see. The karaoke last year was quite funny. People commented quite highly on IRC when we broadcast that as well. So
did you guys fucking broadcast it?
Yes. Oh, no. Yes. Look on Relive. Everything is logged on Relive.
Oh, God. Oh, I hope I didn't sing anything.
You probably did.
Did those singers, did they know that you're broadcasting?
No.
Nice.
Well, now they...
You got punked.
Yes, indeed. You got broadcast. So that it was good fun.
Now we'll know where we have a quite big storage of wild compo material.
Yes.
Remix material.
I just download the show from Scenesat and it's there. This is good fun anyway, so hopefully we'll get to do that this year as well. I don't know.
Probably. I can pretty much ensure that.
That's good, that's good. Oh well, graphics compo is not really a radio visual experience, I must say, so I think I'm going to round things up now and
you just need to describe it really well.
Well, I did that at the X party. I actually commented because we only had an audio feed there as well. So at the Commodore 64 X party last year, I was typing what was happening in the entries all the time.
ASCII graphics not really.
I was just actually typing, okay, we have cubes and those kind of things. It was a bit of a problematic because I didn't realize that I actually saw the demos afterwards because I just reported what it was, but I didn't register it.
Just channeling.
Yeah.
channeling the stream.
indeed so.
Proxy.
That was kind of what happened indeed. Do you guys have any requests that you want to let people hear now?
Play some Dunes.
Some Dune.
Brothamstead or Dune.
I don't have anything there like that, actually. It's demo scene stuff.
Yeah, yep. Dune.
Yeah, I don't think I have any Dune at all.
Like,
no.
From...
Yeah, there. Power... No, the non-stop Ibiza experience.
Yeah, that's play that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, play that.
Yeah.
Let's play that one. And thank you once again for a little chit-chat here. We'll...
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, indeed. Cool.
Shaka.
Exposing eardrums to my main line.
We are the unit that moves as one. We never drop out to stereo. Blasting speakers one by one. We are.
That one, the 8 bits of Shogun, Samurai San. We are the unit that moves as one. We are the unit that moves as one. We are the unit that moves as one.
What the bass? Straight out the nether, bedrock destruction. We burst our wisdom through somewhere compulsion, displacing a conscious sensation. Explosion, our faces blow. Speakers and bass imprinted on the retina. Our work, deconstruction. So as you are gonna be one with the outer rim of our sonic system. We are the unit that moves as one. So massive, we mash up your brain. We're quite more efficient, leaving only silence undone. Liberate to demit from the silence of the day. Freeing the beat in your face. We are the bass. My dubstep in your ear. The monsters of sub bass.
Bass.
We are the unit that moves as one. This is the unit that moves as one.
That moves as one. We are the unit that moves. We are the unit that moves. We are
the unit that moves as one.
We are the unit that moves as one.
Joachim Skurg, No Reason, from the freestyle music competition at the Gathering in Norway. Before that, some Cactus and Mew, some other stuff while sitting here and chit-chatting with Minimus and Glixblit, or GLXBLT, and Legend as well. I'm going to do so that I'm going to take a break now, because the more important bits for us starts at 8 p.m. Finnish time. That's the 7 p.m. Swedish time. So I'm going to take a break now, actually get some air, because it never hurts, because I usually just sit inside of the party place most of the time just talking. So I'll be back in, let's see, what is it, about 2.5 hours, or is that wrong? The graphics compo was not much of a miss for us. So I'll be back in about 2.5 hours, so don't miss that. Then we will have the demo compass starting. The old school demo competition would kick off at 8. So and we'll get back with some more interviews and stuff as well, because that's always fun. Let's listen to some blippity-blop cuteness from the southern parts of Sweden. This is General Error 047. Do enjoy and see you laters.